Good Tuesday, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Rieke, the Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources here in Fulton County. This morning, I'd like to take a little time to review some of the key concepts and takeaways from the Agricultural Fertilizer Applicator Certification Program that we had here in the county last Friday. The event was quite heavily attended by local farmers, with nearly 375 farmers and ag retailers attending. While most attendees were from the four-county area, farmers from within 15 counties in Ohio and a couple in Michigan were in attendance. I believe this is a testament of how serious local farmers and retailers are taking nutrient application and its impact on water quality in the Western Lake Erie Basin. While we have many farmers in our county and surrounding counties doing many great things on their farm to limit nutrient loss from their fields, there were some new and old concepts that were reviewed in order to constantly improve our best management practices on the farm. First of all, the certification program was described in detail, as I'll do here briefly. The certification process was a result of Ohio Senate Bill 150, which was signed into law by Governor Kasich this past May, a couple months before the Toledo water issues happened. Ohio is the only state in the nation to have a so-called agricultural fertilizer applicator certification. The certification is open to the public, but is really required by farmers and ag retailers who apply commercial fertilizer on 50 acres or more of farmland, which is cultivated for the sale of plants or plant products. And that includes grains, forages, vegetables, tree nurseries, and fruit orchards. Again, those that are greater than 50 acres or more. Pasture land in Ohio is exempt. Certifications are good for 3 years and regulated by Ohio Department of Agriculture. The training programs that will be conducted throughout the state in the next 3 years will be conducted by Ohio State University Extension. Should be noted that the certification time frame is the next 3 years. Farmers and retailers have until September 30th of 2017. Yes, that's 2017 to get certified. However, with recent issues, we wanted to give farmers an early bird option to be proactive and get this certification under their belts before the 2014 harvest. Some other details: uncertified persons can apply fertilizer if they're under the direct supervision of a certified person. And additionally, the certification requires farmers and retailers to keep field-level records on the rate, source, time, location, and applicator, which are necessary to be maintained for 3 years and subject to audit by the Ohio Department of Agriculture. There is also a clause that provides voluntary development of comprehensive nutrient management plan to be completed by the farmer in conjunction with the local soil and water district in order to provide an affirmative defense for the farmer in the case of litigation. So some summary points on the event. While nitrogen management on farms was discussed in one session, the emphasis of the day was on phosphorus management in order to help prevent edge-of-field loss of that key nutrient. I'd like to highlight 7 key takeaways on phosphorus management, which were presented by research from Greg LaBarge and some of his colleagues. Number 1, avoid overloading soils. Soil test and follow tri-state fertilizer recommendations where soil test levels are above 40 parts per million in the Bray P1 test. Do not apply additional phosphorus in the corn-soybean rotation. These soil test levels require no additional fertilizer, and overloading just increases the risk of phosphorus runoff and also through tile drainage. Should be noted that the critical soil test level for phosphorus is 15 parts per million. This is the critical area where fertilizer application is necessary to producing an average crop. Number 2. With regard to phosphorus and manure, avoid winter application. Eliminate service application of fertilizer to frozen or snow-covered fields. If you cannot work the fertilizer in, then it's assumed that the ground is frozen. Surface applied manure and fertilizer is subject to runoff events that may occur before the ground thaws and allows nutrients to bind to soil particles. Number three, avoid surface application of fertilizer and manure. Surface applications in general of phosphorus are subject to higher loss if runoff producing rainfall events happen close to the application. It's suggested to place the nutrient below the surface of the soil in order to reduce loss. And if tillage is planned in the crop rotation, which it is and it's acceptable, P application should be applied just prior to tillage and make sure that tillage is done before a rain event. Should be noted that there are many great banded and below the surface tools that can help with this issue currently, and I'm sure that technology is being developed further and further into the future. A fourth takeaway is minimize erosion. Appropriate soil conservation practices should be implemented to minimize erosion and maintain 30% crop residue or cover crops. Filter strips, grass waterway, and diversion structures are appropriate tools. A fifth takeaway, slow the movement of water. Surface water from fields directed to tile via standpipes should be converted to blind inlets or water control structures as a risk loss potential increases for an edge of field structure might be considered by the local farmer to mitigate the amount of water leaving that site. Drainage water management control structures, in-ditch treatments such as two-stage ditches and other stream practices can reduce loading. Sixth thing, know your field's phosphorus risk. Soil test P and field proximity to water and soil hydrologic class impacts the edge of field losses of phosphorus. You can check out your field and soil type's phosphorus risk index with your local NRCS office, and is necessary to be known in developing a comprehensive nutrient management plan. And finally, the seventh takeaway is strive to build soil quality. Soil condition helps reduce nutrient loss, increasing the water infiltration by reducing compaction, and improving soil structure helps increase water retention, nutrient cycling, crop rooting capacity, and also crop yield. These are just seven takeaways from the event on Friday. Many of our producers in our county are already following many of these takeaways, while some might need to start implementing them to do their part to reduce nutrient loss. There are additional early bird sessions for this certified nutrient applicator program. One in Hancock County in Findlay will be on September 25th. And the last one before fall harvest is in Paulding County the day following on September 26th. In order to register, visit go.osu.edu/fertilizer. There will be many more opportunities over the next three-year phase-in period, both here in Fulton County and in surrounding counties, to get this fertilizer certification. You may do best to check the agcrops.osu.edu website. Click on calendar to see the next one in our area. If you have questions on this fertilizer certification process, call our office, 419-337-9210. Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker for Extension Connection. Have a great week, Fulton County.